Very happy to be joined by our next guest, Rowdy Tellez, Buffalo Bisons first baseman, joins us online. Hey, Rowdy, thanks for doing this.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We're doing well. So much was made of your potential to crack this Blue Jays team at some point early in the season, and of course, didn't get off to the start you wanted, but playing much better recently. Can you give us a little insight as to where your head is at and how you've managed to turn your season around from an offensive and a defensive standpoint?
Just focusing on what I can control day in and day out. Just putting good swings on the pitches that I can handle, not trying to hit 5-run home runs or win games with one swing. It's just being able to play well as a team and focus on the little things that I can control. You know, didn't really do that at the beginning of the season. Tried to control my own fate and play a little bit of an ego card, and it didn't work. So it's time to tone things back and really get into where I am best.
What do you mean play an ego card?
Try and, fulfill, as I talk to our uppers, our front office people, we talked a lot about DBTH, don't believe the hype. And I had a lot of hype around me going into the year, and I kind of bought into it. And that's where my ego got in my way and really thought I could just do whatever I could and just kind of coast through and get there. And I got humbled real quick. So it's a time to learn, and I learned a lot. And it's time to move on and now control what I can control.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in these parts were they really thought it was an interesting moment when John Gibbons said you were the closest prospect to the major leagues in the Blue Jays system, and then first game of the season, a couple of home runs, it really looked like the world was your oyster. I imagine you heard John Gibbons say that about you. Is that part of buying into your own hype, understanding that, man, I'm so close to realizing my ultimate dream here?
Yeah, it was one of those things where you hear it and it's kind of like that surreal feeling where you're like, okay, well, everybody's ready to go. And just really need to focus on myself, and that's where the hype thing came in, and I believed it. And hindsight being 2020, that's not what you wanted to do, but it's been a learning year, and I've been grateful that the Blue Jays have allowed me to learn at this level and had faith and confidence and trust in me and my abilities and what I do.
Who's helped you most with that, Rowdy? Because I imagine baseball can be a lonely game. Professional sports can be a lonely game. Is there anybody you've leaned on to help you get through these struggles?
Of course, my teammates, people within the Blue Jays organization, our front office, our staff. I have such a great support system here with the Blue Jays, and I couldn't be more grateful enough for that and appreciative. But, family, dad, mom, sister, people back home, it's just a lot of stuff that I've been grateful to have people to support me through good and bad times in my career.
Talking to Rowdy Tellez, Buffalo Bisons first baseman, I know so much has been made about your improved defense this season. How much of a point of focus is that for you, your defense?
It's huge. When I first signed, I believed I could hit my way to the big leagues and didn't know how to really field the ground ball, but the people in the Blue Jays organization, Danny Solano, Mordecai, infield coordinator, both of them just really helped me on defense. And then I got to go to big league camp and was with Smokey, one of the best defensive first basemen in the league. And he helped me a lot with trusting my hands, using my feet to field ground balls. So just being able to have guys like Smokey and then our staff help me has been a great confidence booster and makes me want to work to be just as good as guys like Smokey.
Yeah, and Justin Smoke's had an incredible breakout year. Obviously, part of Blue Jays fans' impression that you might arrive at the major leagues earlier than you may is because they wondered about Justin Smoke's ability to play every day and perform at a high level. He's had a tremendous season, and I know you talk about being friends with him. It's weird, right? Like there's this double-edged sword of being friendly with somebody, but understanding that maybe your path to the major leagues is a little more blocked than it was prior to Justin Smoke doing what he's done this year. What do you make of Justin Smoke's season?
He's having an incredible season, and I'm extremely happy for him and his family and his team. And he deserves it. He got drafted high in the first round to do what he does, and people really look down on him. But he's always been a great guy on and off the field, and he deserves to have the season he's having. And I couldn't be more happy for him. You know, he's an MVP caliber player, and he's playing his tail off right now. So there's no double-edged sword. It's something that I look up to, and I see him and how hard he works and what he's done, and it gives me motivation and trust that it all works out. So he's doing great, and I'm extremely happy for him.
So you don't think about the path to the major leagues being a little more blocked now than it was prior to the season?
Not at all. It's all going to work out in the end, and I have faith in what I do, and he has faith in what he does. And like I said, that's where something I couldn't control. So I tried to control it in the beginning of the year, and it really didn't work out. So it's all in somebody else's hands, and those are things that neither of us can control. We just control the way we play and who we are every day.
Talking to Rowdy Tellez, it's an incredible second half of the season you put together. Another guy who struggled out of the gates in his Blue Jays career, one of your teammates, Teoscar Hernandez, Jays pick up in a trade from the Houston Astros. He's bounced back nicely, though, recently. What can you say about him, your impressions of the Blue Jays' newest outfielder?
You know, when you get traded, it's different coming into a team. You don't know many people. Fortunately for him, he knew a couple of our guys he played with in the Dominican and winter ball. But he's a great guy. He's a team guy, always smiling, always having fun, plays the game hard, plays the game the right way. And he's just a good presence in the clubhouse, you know, especially if you're struggling or you're doing good. I mean, he's the same guy. So, we play cards. He loves to do everything. He's really just a great all-around person and player.
Rowdy, what's the biggest difference between AA and AAA in your experiences in a couple of years?
AA really was more of you saw a lot of the prospects, guys that just threw hard, didn't really have a feel for how to play the game mentally. And then I got to AAA, and you see more veteran guys that have been up and down the big leagues or even just have a lot of big league time, crafty guys. Not many guys throw as hard, and starter-wise, and, you know, they're just a little smarter. So, and that's where, instead of me trying to outsmart them and be on the same page, that's what got me in trouble.
So, we talked about your struggles off the top of this interview, and I think you said that you maybe got a little bit ahead of yourself. You started believing the hype a little bit more. Was it also that you were, you know, you thought the plan was pretty laid out, and of course things went up a bit awry. Is there a new plan in place, or are you just worrying about what you can worry about and whatever happens, happens?
I'm just worried about controlling what I control, putting good at-bats, stringing them together every game, playing defense the best I can, and helping the Bisons win and finish out the year strong.
Talking to Rowdy Tellez, Buffalo Bisons first baseman, Blue Jays have struggled mightily this season, especially compared to expectations. And they're going to be relying, I think, on younger players going forward. You're not on the 40 man. Has anybody been in contact with you about a potential September call-up? Do you have any hopes the way you've finished the season? It would be a nice little carrot for you, of course, to be added to the 40 man and a September call-up.
I'm just focusing on, like I said, to finish out the year strong and be the best I can. Be the best teammate I can be on and off the field and support my guys, you know, day in and day out and go to war with them. And whatever happens, happens. That's a decision that the front office is making. So that's something I'm not too worried about. I'm just worried about playing well and doing everything I do that Rowdy Tellez does.
Hey, Rowdy, thanks for doing this. And congratulations on the strong second half of the season you're putting together.
Thank you. I appreciate it.